The budget spends more money and adds jobs, and because of the economy and booming sales tax, there will also be a tax cut. It's not a lot, but the last tax cut was more than a decade ago. Controlling Democrats put together a package with the help of Republican legislator Kevin Hardwick, which puts millions more dollars into the county's perpetually bad roads and bridges, and Poland Cars committed to spending it all. Budget Committee Chair Barbara Miller Williams says it's all compromise.
A budget that is an attempt to bring the majority and the minority amendments together. While it doesn't include everything, it did take into consideration the requests from both sides of the aisle. So at the end of the day, it is not perfect, but I will offer up to each and every one of you that it is a compromise budget.
As always, the overall spending plan is restricted because of hundreds of millions of dollars in social spending effectively controlled from Albany. Minority caucus legislators say the tax cut should have been larger because the county has so much cash. It's rebuilt its reserves, but didn't have to build them as much. The spending plan also has the county absorb out-of-county community college bills, add money to ECC, and cut the amount employees will spend next year on health insurance. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.